actually talking about?
Alright, today we're talking about My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony.
Oh yeah. My god.
Alright, we're talking about My Little Pony. Okay. Why? Because we fucking want to, and I really like talking about the characters and stuff. It's so great. But the sheer madness, like, I'm actually surprised more adults don't look at this. I understand.
They used to. That was the whole thing about it.
Yeah, with the bronies.
Yeah, they ruined it.
That's why I think that's probably why. Oh, first of all. Hi, my name is Ozzy.
Hi, my name is Vix.
And this is Cloud Nonsense. Where we nonsensically talk about nonsensical things for the nonsense peeps.
Yeah, pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. Whimsical topics of yours and yours truly. We are talking about anything and everything. Literally anything, everything. And a wire is in her mouth.
It's like, not in my mouth.
Yeah, I saw it.
Listen, the intrusive thought, I just wanted to hum. wanted to know.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. Yes. Where are we right now?
Somewhere.
Wow, that was on cue. We didn't even practice that shit. I don't think we practiced much of anything.
Oh, we just kind of turned on the mics and said, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. So we're talking about My Little Pony. Yeah.
No, but it's like the Bluey situation. It's definitely a kid's show, and it's definitely geared towards itty-bitties. With the problem, I don't say the problem. With Bluey, they did great, and they have, like, people, especially millennials, dealing with weird emotional shit they didn't know they'd be dealing with. With My Little Pony, definitely some of you motherfuckers need to watch this and learn some emotional regulation and actually learn how to interact with other people.
Yeah. The thing with My Little Pony, for me, was the fact that it really does teach definitely emotional intelligence. But it's not just emotional intelligence for children, but emotional intelligence for adults, too. Because when you look at the actual core cast, they are not children. They are adults. Yeah. And adults that have literal jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And usually have to save the world or something else. I think that's actually why I like My Little Pony, is because most kid shows, the people are children or teens. They are full-fledged adults.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be in their 30s or 40s, but they're at least in their 20s. So most of the times, they're very much aware of certain things that are going on, and so far and so forth.
It just got ruined a long time ago, because these asshole bronies came along and did what the internet does best. It rule 34'd everything. It made it really creepy and weird. And so, I mean, the series is finished. It's got, like, 6 seasons, and it's great, and it was wonderful in the directions that it was going, but they just kind of had to end it because they weren't exactly marketing to the people they thought they were marketing to.
Yeah, and in my opinion, I definitely think that it is best to, if you want to ruin something, you might as well just take it off. It does suck, though, because it's one of those things where if you can draw it, if it exists, there's something... some corn of it, you know what I'm saying?
Can we not say that word?
I don't know.
I mean, if we rate this, like, 18 plus...
Oh, then yeah, there's some porn
of it. I was going to say, I've already cussed, like, well into this.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if it's on TikTok, I can bleep it out.
Yeah, if it's on TikTok, I can bleep it out. But for right now...
Yeah, there's fucking porn of everything.
Oh, Jesus Christ, is that what I meant? You monster.
The funny part is, I actually haven't, well, just because that's not my thing, but I haven't seen that type of porn, and I'm glad I haven't.
I have, and it is highly disturbing.
A lot of people have said that. They said it's one of those things where you don't want to look it up.
Because, okay.
And I didn't. I don't look up shit like that.
Here's why I was traumatized with it.
Uh-huh.
So, I went to high school with interesting folk.
real weird folk out there.
Jesus. So when you go to school in the South, ooh, which is all you'll get out of me,
Southern.
Shut the fuck up. And you're in the Bible Belt.
Real Bible Belt, real Southern.
Silly. But when you're here, people find creative ways to rebel, whether they think whether they realize they're rebelling or not. But they do weird shit. And so back in the day, when My Little Pony, this generation of it anyways, was coming out, when we were watching it, some of my friends were, like, aggressively sexual all the time. Mm. Like, just overtly with it. Mm. And so, you know, one day we're all hanging out in a basement. Don't ask me why it's a basement. The world.
In my opinion, I always thought teens and basements were just a thing.
Yeah. Let's go with that. But we're all hanging out in the basement, and one of the friends here came up and said, "Hey guys, you want to see something weird?" And we're like, "Sure, why not? We're bored." And she just opens her laptop and starts showing us this shit that some dude on Facebook was showing her. And then she went down the rabbit hole and found more. And I was like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Wait, some random guy on Facebook?
Like, she was friends with this older dude on Facebook.
Oh, God, that's a red flag.
Ooh, yeah. No one told me that, though. We're not going to get into that part.
It's all right.
But, yeah, red flag walking. Older dude that she's friends with on Facebook.
Red flag number 7.
37 at this point. And he just was showing it to her. And so she obviously, you know, wanted him to still be talking to her. So she was kind of getting into it, which was already weird. But whatever. And, like, we all like My Little Pony. And so we're like, is this weird? This feels weird. Yeah. I think it's weird.
For that type of thing, there's a whole lot of red flags. It's not even, the bitch is crimson at this point. It's like, honestly, dragon red type red flags. It's not even dealing with, like, I guess technically, yeah, it's cartoon porn. And I guess they're all, see, like, are it's they the whole, all confirmed adult?
Technically, yes.
Okay. But
to save my sanity, we're going to go with yes.
Okay. But the thing with this is like, I'm assuming this person was an adult showing this to somebody who wasn't an adult yet.
To a minor, yes.
So that is a very huge problem.
Also, to anyone who's like getting concerned, I assure you the statutes of limitation has worn itself out. Trust.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we're past it.
We're well past it.
We're by probably like a good like 5 or 7 years.
Which sucks ass. But when parents don't pay attention, you don't really know what to tell them. Anyways. And then the terrible part is I wanted to know more about My Little Pony, but more of I didn't want to know the porn side. I'm weird and wanted to know the creepy side, and creepypasta was a thing.
So what's some creepypastas you heard of?
Oh.
And the reason I'm asking her is because she was way more into, I literally just got into it, like, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah, and I used to be on Tumblr before they got rid of all the
The
cesspool that it was.
I mean, it was a cesspool, but they got rid of some of the good shit. And I was mad as fuck about that.
I mean, people obviously. I mean,
there was porn, but some of the porn was good porn. Hey, no, it's just like some people I knew could draw good porn.
That's fair. That's how I found some good shit, but yeah. It is what it is. Too many people take advantage when you give it to them. But anywho. No, I mean, when it comes to the creepypasta, it's almost like if you can make porn of it, you can make, like, some sort of slasher, snuff, horror nonsense out of it.
Oh, that's terrible. No, that does sound bad. I'm not gonna lie. Wait, slasher snuff for My Little Pony?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, is that the one with Pinkie Pie?
I mean, that's one of them, is right, Pinkie Pie, our darling party pony. And all her wonderful ADHD Ritalin-fueled self. Obviously, we all know, if you know My Little Pony, her government name is Pinkamina Diane Pie. And that's her creepypasta. And it was inspired by the episode where she's trying to invite everyone to Gummy's after birthday party. And everyone's saying no because they don't want to ruin the surprise that they're throwing her a party for once. And she gets all depressed and shit. It was inspired by that. And the creepypasta of Pinkamina is that she's a serial killer. And I can't remember, like, what's supposed to set her off. But basically, she's a serial killer. And she has a jacket made of the wings of Pegasi that she's killed. And it's, like, the actual body of the coat is sewn together from cutie marks she's skinned off of other ponies. And she has a necklace of unicorn horns. And that's supposed to be the weird fucking creepypasta about her.
Yeah, when you told me that, like, a while ago, I was just like, that's just crazy. But at the same time, I've watched the episode, and yeah, I was like, she went fucking batshit. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact, it's so funny how this dude on YouTube made a spoof of that one, and he was just like, not the whole episode, just, like, that, and, like, insert, I was like, do not ignore Pinkie Pie.
She will cut you.
Which is also fair, because there was one time where Twilight was trying to figure out how to rearrange her calendar, and she was like, I cannot, like, rearrange that with Pinkie Pie, like, that schedule. I can't do that. I can't do that with her. It's like, yeah, they learn.
And they learned quickly.
And the thing with My Little Pony, I noticed, is that it's not episodic. It is a storyline. Mm-hmm. And a storyline that actually has consistency. Like, if there's
like, it leads lesson, up to something.
Right? Like, if they learn something in one episode, you can see the lesson they learn actually matter in, like, 10 episodes later. In the sense of, like, oh, they actually do different stuff. Which is great. That means a lot. But, man, sometimes I'm just like, man. Like, with Rarity, it's just like, she has to constantly remind herself, girl.
Get it together.
You gotta get it together. Sometimes you're doing too much. Sometimes you feel like you have to be this star pupil and all this shit. And I'm like, girl, you already are that. Like,
Rarity is such a perfect example of a person who grew up, I wouldn't say poor, but definitely didn't have the fine. No. Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Definitely didn't grow up poor, but definitely didn't have the finer things in life. And she wanted the finer things because she has this glamorized idea of city life and all this pretty things and the glamour and the club life. Like, that's kind of what she's supposed to be portraying here. And so when she's around her friends versus when she's, like, in fucking Canterlot.
Miss Canterlot is, like, Canterlot is supposed to be, like,
the royal city.
The royal be-all to be-all and shit like that.
And, like, she wants to be rich and famous and elegant because she feels like the others around her aren't. And she kind of has to learn that you don't need to live in a fucking mansion to be graceful. And that's supposed to be kind of the point. And there's honestly quite a few people in this world who need to learn that. That just because someone has some nice clothes on and they live in a fucking high rise does not mean they're a good person or makes them better than anyone else. I can assure you they're probably a garbage person rather than learning how to actually interact with people.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not saying that I know a couple of people that are like that, but I will say that when you have it versus when you don't, it's very hard, I will say, to humble yourself. You kind of have to do it on a consistent basis.
It's a choice.
Yeah. Otherwise, that ego gets real massive if you don't, like, actually, for real, like, bring it down. Not saying that you can't up yourself, because you definitely think you should think, you know, you're a bad bitch or things like that. I don't think you shouldn't feel that way.
You should know your worth, but you shouldn't feel your worth is above another human life.
Right. Like, you shouldn't overshadow somebody.
Just because you want to.
Right. Like, in one episode, Rarity literally got wings, and it wasn't even wings of hers. It was just, like, a magic spell so that all the ponies could go to
Cloudsdale.
I was not sure I was going to say Sky Zone.
Oh my god. So they could go to Cloudsdale to support Rainbow Dash while she goes to her competition. Rainbow Dash the whole time has stage fright. She's terrified. And Rarity's ignoring the shit out of it because she's like, well, I'm gorgeous and everyone's looking at me, which is my favorite activity. So I'm just going to kind of overshadow you and it's going to be fine. And I'm not going to pay attention to my friend.
And not only that, it's just, it was so annoying because of the fact that not only that, she entered the competition that Rainbow Dash was in. And it's all about, you know, showing off your tricks and stuff like that. And I'm like, are you serious? And Rainbow Dash is having a full-on conniption. And she's Rainbow Dash. Like, it's just like, are you fucking serious?
Yet another
person. I'm gonna beat the shit out of my friend for that. Like,
let's be fair. You've chewed out your friends for less.
Because I fucking dare you. Like, that's no bueno. You don't do shit like that.
But it's like, it's that kind of thing that, like, adults need to learn, where it's like, just because you could be good at something, or because you like the activity you've been introduced to because of your friend, that doesn't mean you get to jump in, overshadow them, and completely ignore their feelings, what they're going through, just because you think that, oh, well, everyone's looking at me, so it's fine. It's like, no, it's not fine. You're ignoring your friend simply for the 15 minutes of fame. Again, which is a shitty thing to do. And you know who does that a lot? Influencers. You go in, you get some fucking TikTok followers or some Instagram followers, you think you're tough shit, and all of a sudden you start to forget how to be a human being.
Yep. That's literally, honestly, that's why I even thought so to myself. I was like, fame really is not everything. And also, not everybody needs to be famous because of the fact that it really does change you. Some people can handle it, but fame is something that you have to be willing to handle. Also, you have to be willing to have people to check you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, check you and you actually listen. Otherwise, you're going to fly off the handle. It is not easy to be famous. Trust me, it's not. I had a slight thing of fame. And if I didn't even know I was famous until...
Somebody told you.
Yeah, until I started getting approached. Yeah, you don't really know until you start getting
approached. People just start bothering you in public. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and it's like, I love, you know, hey, I used to love it in the sense of certain things, but it does get to be a lot.
It does get a little pressure.
And I'm sure people who have millions of followers, like millions and millions, and like these, the YouTubers, you know, stuff like that, like some of them, or even Twitch people that have millions, some of them can't even leave their homes. Not for real, because of the fact that they'll get recognized. Sometimes people just want to be themselves, but it's hard to be yourself if you are famous.
Because those parasocial relationships, some of y'all get a little wonky about it. But what's hilarious is you go through all these things that we just talked about, and all of this stems from understanding how to respond to your friends and pay attention to their interests from a fucking show about sentient horses that have magic.
I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck they hold anything. Like, they're literally just putting out their hooves
TV.
And holding. And I'm like, where is it? Where are you holding? Like,
TV magic. Some things just go with it. Don't ruin the magic.
No, that's fine. It's like, yeah, they are magic, so I'm going to deal with it.
Slight fucking deviation. Have I ever told you that I had an ex that just de-fucking lighted themselves and just, like, destroying scientifically weird shit that was happening in movies and stuff? Like, they would ruin it almost for themselves, too.
And what, they like to, what do you mean? Like, they like to, like, use logic?
Yeah, they
to
would.
To try to explain certain things?
Yeah, they'd be like, scientifically, that's not possible. Or they'd be like, oh, you can't really do that. That's dumb.
I mean.
This show is dumb now because that isn't real.
Yeah, but technically, I don't know if that's true because science is evolving and evolves all the time. Like, there actually is a thing now that scientifically, it's been proven. Now that we live in a simulation, that's like scientifically proven by scientists.
Oh, how
like
much
do you know
I
how crazy that is
to fuck with the simulation? It would bring me such joy.
I mean, to be honest, I always say that if you're gonna fuck with the simulation, you do shit that the simulation doesn't think you're gonna do. Because anytime I start to do shit that's fucking weird, like really off, they're just like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Like, stop.
And I'm like, no, because I'm gonna stress test shit. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a weird way home or something like that. And then, you know what happens? For some reason, there's construction.
Like, why is the server getting maintenance right now?
Or a fucking accident. Oh, really? There just so happens to be a fucking accident over here?
Everything was dead quiet, and you're telling me I turn the corner. And it's not till I turn the corner of a quiet street that all of a sudden there's 12 cop cars, a fucking fire engine, and an ambulance. And I didn't hear any of that or see the lights.
That actually happened to us. And we were like, what the fuck?
That happened to me one time. Okay, story time. So,
I know this was supposed to be about My Little Pony, but we could talk whatever the fuck we want.
It's about nonsense. I don't have to keep a fucking train of thought. Fuck you. But okay.
I love how we both said fuck you.
It's my show. I'll do what I want. Anyways. But, okay, story time. I didn't have to. I should have listened to the signs. I was going to see my partners at one point. Yes, I was polyamorous. Don't worry about it.
I mean, you still are.
I am, but those two, never again. Never will I make that same mistake twice.
No, that's also fair.
Anyways, so I go from my apartment, which I was such a big girl for getting. It was my first apartment that I got. I got it with a roommate.
For first apartment.
Right? And I was on my way to go see them because they asked me to come spend the night. I am not supposed to be driving at night. Let's make that very clear. Legally, I shouldn't be driving at night, but I can because of a technicality. But anyways, so it's hard for me to see in the dark. And when there's a lot of bright flashing lights, I get lightheaded, I can't really breathe, and I get nauseous. I'm pretty sure I'm mildly epileptic, but getting tested costs money.
Yeah, that just sounds terrible.
My birth father is epileptic, and he, like, takes anti-seizure medication and shit, so yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to their place. Mm-hmm. I'm driving over there.
Yeah.
I have to use the GPS because for some reason, the normal way to get there, I can't go that way. So I go through the GPS. I'm going around. Everything's dead quiet. Everything's fine. I go down this one road, and as I turn the fucking corner, there's cop cars because there's a fucking T-bone accident.
Oh, shit.
So it's pitch black. There are flashing blue and white lights that came out of nowhere. I'm, like, lightheaded. I'm about to vomit in my car. I can barely see the officer trying to direct me. I was so scared this man was going to pull me over and say, are you drunk? I'm like, no, I'm dying. Please turn the lights off.
Are you drunk? No, I'm dying, ass.
I, like, pull into this Walmart that's also pitch black. Also, when have you ever seen a pitch black Walmart?
To be honest.
At 9 o'clock at night?
9 o'clock.
Don't worry about why I was going over there.
No. I just thought you were going to say, like, 12 a.m. or something.
No.
Not 9 o'clock.
It was 9.
Wait, was this during COVID?
Yes.
Because I was going to say, COVID, that's when the Walmarts were getting weird.
Still, I've never seen a Walmart with an empty parking lot and no streetlights.
Oh, Jesus.
I go over there.
Whoever was trying to get you to go home, go home.
We tried. I didn't listen. I should have.
I don't know, man. I don't know your life.
I have a tendency to ignore certain things because I think I know better, and I clearly don't.
Hey, it's okay. We all go through that.
I learned my lesson.
Especially when we're stupid.
So I somehow find a way around. I almost crash.
Oh.
I can't see.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
I had to go back towards the accident to get through.
I was like, wow, elevated really quickly.
Right? I almost crash when I finally get away from the lights. And then I get to almost close the fucking street, not the street lights, but the signals.
Mm-hmm.
They're off.
They're off?
They're off. They're not blinking. They're off. Like the power went out. But the street lights are on.
What? Was it raining?
No.
What the fuck was going on that day?
The universe and the simulation said, go the fuck home. This is dumb.
Yeah, and they were just like, you were like, no.
I was like, I'm making it. And then I'm glad you made it,
but I Jesus, have, like, there's that's like a good 4 instances of instant death.
Listen.
Well, I'm glad you're a little better with that now.
I'm way better at now. If I even feel, nothing has to happen yet. If I even feel that something is off, I won't. I've left work. Because I was like, I got a bad feeling. They're like, what? I'm like, I have a bad feeling. I can't stay here. I'm not going out to work today. I'm going home.
No, that's fair. Especially with the job that I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I'm going home. Something's wrong. I don't know what it is, but something's wrong. And thankfully, if I don't go, I guess the bad thing didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I'm terrified for the day that I'm like, something bad is going to happen, and I ignore it again, and something bad does happen, and I'm like, great, I should have stayed home like I was told.
It's okay. Honestly, I think that sometimes certain things will just happen to people. I feel like you can't ignore everything. I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, there's some shit where even if I try to get around it, it still happens, because they were like, you know, you're going to learn a fucking lesson. And I'm like, lesson? Lesson? I almost died. Like, it's just like, what do you mean? What do you mean with lesson? Oh, wow, that I want to live? Like, it's just like, yeah. I'm in fucking pain, you jackass. Way to go.
Right?
Way to go, dumbass. Like,
so it's like, But there's, like, these moments that everybody has. And also, if any of you want to tell me your moments, I would love to hear them. Yeah. Like, I desperately want to see how bad the simulation was. Like, can you fucking not? And you just either listened or kept going.
Yeah, I would love to hear some random shit about, hey, I almost died because I got a gut feeling that I shouldn't go here. And I went here and I almost died because, I don't know, some dude, like, needed me to do something, and I said no, but then he almost pulled a knife on me or something. Also, which is actually fucking crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, right? But also, end of that story, when I made it there, it wasn't even worth it. It
was it for penis?
Possibly. Don't worry about that penis? Part. Don't worry about why I was going there.
Was it possible penis?
No, that's not.
Can it just be confirmed penis? Like,
I guess if we're getting into that part, yes. It was confirmed. A dick appointment.
Okay. I was like, I'm not going nowhere for not confirmed penis. Anyway. That penis better be ready. I was like,
you stupid as fuck. Oh my god. Anyways, at least one was going to be ready no matter what I wanted. But anyways. Oh. Listen, that's what straps are for.
Oh, that's fair.
Exactly.
No, that's fair. I didn't know which one you were talking about.
Both of them. That was the point.
No, I knew, but I didn't know which one you said was going to be ready no matter what. I
thought one of them was going to be ready, but that's not the point. I went there.
They said locked and loaded.
Fuck up. Anyways, I went there. I got there. They gave me shitty food that I didn't like.
Damn, shitty food too?
They
one of them can cook.
No, they fucking... Not at that time, they couldn't.
Oh, they couldn't cook then?
No.
Oh, they didn't learn to cook till later?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so...
And they didn't even cook it. They went out and got the food, came back. They got me something I didn't like. Because they got me something I didn't like.
How do you buy food and it's shitty?
Because they're stupid. Anyways, they got me something I didn't like. I sat there and listened to them argue for like 20 minutes.
And then they argued?
Yes. And then they looked at me like I was supposed to like either mediate or choose sides. And I was like, bro.
Wait, you came over here for dick, and they want you to be a mediator?
I have on matching underwear, which, by the way, humans, if you're fucking humans. Somebody, because I don't know what anybody's gender is or no, how y'all are pairing up, fair. So this is as good peeps as I'm and getting.
Poops, flames and flamins.
If you remove a person's clothing and they have on a matching set of underwear, you were not the person who chose to have sex. It was them. Anyways, so I'm like, my hair... is flat ironed. I have
you
on
had flat ironed hair.
Yes, I made mistakes.
I know. I was gonna say like for getting fucked. I don't think you should flat iron your hair.
They don't have silk pillowcases. Yeah. So I needed to.
Yeah, you do need silk. Oh, by the way, we're both ethnic.
You couldn't tell by that one.
Real
comment.
Unethnical.
Anyways, dumbass. But they argued. I had shitty food. And I only, and then only one of them was still down. And I was like, only why did I come here? Yeah, because.
What was wrong with the other one? Were they mad with the argument?
Yeah, she fucking threw a tantrum and went to her office like she always fucking did. And went to go play Valorant and talk to her fucking friends. And I didn't care. Because I was like.
Some dick.
It's not even that. Here's the thing. They were my friends then. I actually liked them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is before y'all were partners?
Yes.
Okay.
This is when this was just a casual, hi, how you doing?
Honestly, I was not sure which time period this was. I'm not going to lie. You were fucking with them for a while. Which was fine. It's just like, okay, we're in that era. Gotcha.
It was the very beginning.
Funny enough, I guess was that the better end part?
It kind of, because I could just go home. Right. Right. But it was already late, so I was like, I don't want to fuck anymore. This has been an odd interaction. I'm going to bed. And so, go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and I was like, I'm going back to my apartment. And they were like, no, don't go. And I was like, nah, I'm gonna go. I have a nail appointment. I didn't, but I did make one after that, because I was like, you know what, I could get my nails done. I don't have to lie about that. I'm just gonna get my nails done.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my nails done. Because this dick wasn't worth it, neither was the food. How are you gonna not feed me good food and not good
I need
food?
You to know that the next morning...
That's like the worst. I would have dumped them on the spot.
The next morning, I got my nails done, and afterwards, I was like, I need to do something about this food situation. I took myself to Olive Garden. Do you know how awkward it is? To go to an Olive Garden, they put you in a booth
and I'm by myself. They put me in a booth, and this poor waiter is looking at me like, did this girl get stood up? And I'm like, oh, no. All this food is for me. Breadsticks, mine. Salad, mine. Appetizer, mine. Main course, definitely mine. Dessert, coming home with me.
I can barely eat the appetizer and the breadsticks.
I was spiteful.
No. I was spiteful. That's fair. Hey, that's fucking fair. I get it.
You can't invite me over. I don't get laid, and I had bad food. And then the next morning, you want to pretend like nothing happened, and I'm supposed to go out into the world like a fully functioning adult. I'm hungry. I'm eating everything. Right. And I paid for it with my big girl money, so fuck them.
It's so crazy how this is about My Little Pony, and now it's just about a spiteful Olive Garden dinner. So, listen. Which is also fair. I mean, hey, I get it. Whoever's out there who's literally to take themselves out because their partner or partners at the time.
You should.
Were a piece of shit and couldn't even provide good food or good whatever the hell. Please do understand. Yeah, I get it.
There's nothing wrong with taking yourself out, by the way, if you just want to.
Yeah.
But I also support taking yourself out to spite someone to say, I don't actually need you. I can just do this myself and have a better time because there's not going to be any weird arguing.
Yeah. To be honest, pettiness is something that I low-key endorse nowadays because at this point, being a good person does not mean taking the high road. It does not mean that anymore in my book. I actually believe it's the opposite now. I actually think that you get the short end of the stick if you try to take the high road.
You want to know what's funny?
Because in my opinion, hey, you say shit, you don't get slapped. I mean, at this point, like, I don't care. Like, the life, it's way too much of a cruelty to people who are not comfortable right now, okay?
You want to know what's funny? My Little Pony talks about that.
Right?
There's no point in trying to take the high road and do all this shit. Perfect example, the Grand Gallop and Gala.
I was going to ask you about a good example. Oh, God, that is a good one.
Yeah, you all wanted to be petty and try to fucking be inadvertent about getting the single ticket, and you know what it took? It took Twilight ripping up the ticket and saying, you know what, fuck it. I can't just take one of you, so none of us are going. And you know what happened? A solution came from that. When you're just straightforward and say, this is too much, and there's no point in this being too much. Never be afraid to say, fuck it, I don't want it anymore. Because sometimes after that, the solution will appear.
Yeah, to be honest, there's a lot of times where you do have to let shit go or let shit like sort itself out. And a lot of times it does. But there's also times we have to tell people to knock it the fuck off, for real. Like, there's too many times where Twilight has had to do that with her friends. Because they were doing too much.
Do you know how many times friends telling her to knock it the fuck off?
Right? You know, it's funny how her place, for some reason, is the main place that gets fucking wrecked all the time by either Rainbow Dash's fuckery or somebody else. For real. There was one time her fucking treehouse even flew into the fucking air. Like, do you know how interesting that is? You threw a whole fucking tree house. Not a tree house. Not a house in a tree. A tree house. Like, in the air. And you're just like, oh, well, I just gotta clean it up and shit. You are all helping me the fuck out. Which is fair. One time I think she actually did do that. She was like, uh-uh, no, you're gonna pick up these fucking books. How fucking dare you come into my goddamn house. Say, okay, help me, can you help me? I was organizing all of my collections alphabetically, because that's what she did. I'm sorry. She's just autistic.
OCD, motherfucker.
OCD. She was OCD like a motherfucker. Just saying, because she had a list. She was like, I have a list for a list, then I have a list for that list. I got to make a list for this. And then she's like, I got to put it on the calendar, another list for the list that's tomorrow's list. Adam was like, girl, even I don't have that many lists. I'm sorry. But yeah. The biggest lesson of My Little Pony is you do have friendship, you do have community, but also sometimes they're fucking assholes. And sometimes you actually got to tell them straight up, you guys are assholes.
And knock it off. There's no reason for this.
Fluttershy has had to do that a couple times.
When the
right?
When the quietest person in the room has to say something with their chest, please understand, you have already crossed the point of no return. You've already fucked up. at that point, you better shut the fuck up and listen to whatever the fuck they had to say, because they may read you to filth, but it's something you needed to hear at that point.
Yep. Literally, like, like, I think Twilight's had to do it, Fluttershy's had to do it, who else had to do it? Was it? No. No, Pinkie Pie's always down for it. She's actually usually one of the ones where people have to tell her to knock it off or chill the fuck out.
Pinkie Pie is chaos incarnate and really,
but they don't want
really
her to
need some medication,
right? But they don't want her to knock it off, like put her energy down, because when she does that, her hair, it's like her hair's always floofy and looks like cotton candy, and it just falls like water when she gets all like sad and shit. And it's like, ooh.
That's the kind of friend where I need your energy to be productive rather than misplaced, pointed in strange places. Right. I need you to stop running around and asking me while there's an actual, like, infestation happening where a fucking trombone is. How about you explain to me why you need the trombone? Say, hey, I know what these things are, and we have to lead them away with music, and it's specific. Do you have a trombone? Yeah. Not, hey, have you guys seen this? Why? Never mind. And then fucking leave me to continue to stress out that there are just bugs everywhere. Yeah. Fucking explain yourself, you Muppet.
Yeah, that is also another thing. Communication is very much key in friendships or any type of connections. You guys have to talk. Y'all really do. You can't just say, hey, where's this? If there's a whole fucking cicada epidemic and you're asking me where the goddamn flute is, I'm going to look at you like you're fucking crazy, because I'm going to be like, why the fuck? You going to Pied Piper these bitches or something? Like, what's going to go on? And if you are, great. I don't have a flute, though, but I can try to go to the music store and try to get one.
Right? And I mean, just genuinely on the line of communication, I don't care if this is your partner, your friend, or your parent, or your child. If you can't communicate, please understand that if people don't understand you, it's your fault. You either find a way to communicate, or you send a fucking smoke signal. I don't really care.
Just be flapping.
But just, you have to talk to people. That episode is the most beautiful allegory for telling people, hey, when you don't communicate and you're just running around doing stuff, you leave people to panic. You leave people to kind of figure it out, and they'll actually just make it worse. If you had the solution the whole time, say it. It's like, honestly, real life example, you can't look at your child and they did something wrong. They're a child, it's their first time ever walking this earth, supposedly. They don't know what's going on yet. They did something wrong. They don't know what's wrong. But you know what you did? You slapped their hand and said no. Where in that situation did you just explain anything to them? Nothing. Yep. You explained nothing. All you just showed your child is that if you see a certain action, they'll get hit.
Yeah.
You didn't explain to them that pushing their cup off the table and putting glass everywhere is dangerous and wrong, and it should stay on the table or on the counter. That, you see how those are two different things? So
you see how that looks right, but it's not correct? You see how we didn't explain anything to that child, but you still slapped them anyway?
Exactly. So now you have a kid. It's just a perfect example. Just, you have a kid who's going to grow up, and if they do something wrong, you've now instilled fear in them and the threat of physical violence, which that's what that is physical violence, if they did something wrong. So now they're not going to tell you. So what's going to happen? They're going to try to fix it on their own. What usually happens when kids try to fix shit on their own? It goes way worse, and it gets out of control. And then when you finally find out, because a much bigger epidemic has happened than just a small problem, you're like, well, why didn't you just tell me?
I think there's a My Little Pony episode about that with the Cutie Crusaders. So there's fillies, and they're pretty much young ponies. They're like children ponies. Mm-hmm. And it pretty much is about how they're trying so hard to get their cutie marks, because, you know, they get their cutie marks when they get of age and they find their special talent and things like that. And they're so focused on that because they're one of the last of the fillies to get their cutie marks. So they're really just hell-bent on it. And they do a lot, but sometimes they also put themselves in danger. And the thing with this is, it's like a lot of times the adults around don't really tell them, hey, you shouldn't do that, and why. I will say the only one that did was Fluttershy. Mm-hmm. And that's why in her episode, that shit was a lot, and they almost, I don't think they almost died, but they could have.
They almost died because a fucking cockatrice almost turned them to stone.
Yeah, that's what it was. Because, like, they almost died, but then Fluttershy scared it so bad that it went back to its mom. It's like, mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. And then, of course, the Phillies listen to Fluttershy after. And Fluttershy is the shyest of the main six. So the fact is, the reason why she was able to talk to them is because, one thing, she was actually willing to tell them, here's why. A lot of their older siblings, which one of them is Rarity and the other one is Applejack, and the third cutie crusader is an orphan, but everybody kind of takes care of her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't really explain to them why a lot of times. Most times they'd be like, you just can't, or I don't have time, and so on. And they're like,
why did you do that?
Yeah, they're just yelling, and I'm like, look, they're children. They really are children. They seem like they're like 10, 11.
They're experimenting with their place in the world, and they just want to fit in.
Yeah, like they just want to try, but it's really hard for children to be like, oh, I shouldn't do this if there's not even a good reason, but if there's, it's not a reason that they understand. There are times where the reason might seem logical to you, but it doesn't seem logical to the child.
Because you've made this mistake before, so you know what's going to happen. They haven't made it yet. And in that episode, Fluttershy was like, you cannot just run off without telling people where you're going and what you're doing just because you want to. Look at what just happened. You almost got seriously injured. When I say you can't do this, this is why.
Yeah.
Amazing how, again, a child's show will teach you how to communicate clearly and concisely with points A through Z, if you need it, of how to tell someone no and why not to do something.
But also how to possibly talk to children as well. I know that a lot of, not everyone is good at that. It does take time. It takes practice. But the thing with children, especially because all of them have different personalities, mm-hmm. is one, you have to be willing to also listen to their reasoning as well, because that's the other end of the stick that a lot of adults don't do.
My rule is, if you can argue your point, you can possibly argue your way out of trouble.
I saw somebody on TikTok do that, mm-hmm. and I actually thought that was really cool, because, like, yeah, she was listening to her son explain, you know, certain circumstances. I think it was, like, the fact that he, I don't know what it was, like, he was wondering why he had so much homework, and he sounded like he was, like, 8. And he was like, I don't know why we have so much homework. And he was explaining why. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the fact that he felt like he didn't get enough time to relax and play. And I was like, to be fair, that's true. I don't really think homework or a lot of it at a certain age is really helpful. I do feel like consistency is okay. But I don't really think having like eons of homework.
Like, why does an 8-year-old have 2 hours of homework when they have an attention span of 10 minutes?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. They're just going to be at the dinner table or wherever they do homework, because most children do homework at like a table or something. So they're just at the table under a bright-ass light. Do you know? I actually remember those times. That was a terrible time. I genuinely felt like I was in jail or something.
Because you can't leave. You can't listen to music. You can't turn on the radio. You can't do shit. You got to sit there and do all this work after you've already been sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, 8 hours.
Looking at a board, listening and absorbing all this information. You've gone through like 4 subjects today with 3 different topics in each one. Now you've got to come home and do more work when all you want to do is eat a fucking snack and watch cartoons.
Right? And the thing with this is, I'm actually still wondering. I mean, I understand because of how our system is in the U.S. If you're listening from outside of the U.S.,
by the way,
this is just how our system is. I'm really just talking for us.
because this is where I am, really south, whatever, south, north, like really east, eastern seaboard type shit. Can you not
narrow down where we live?
I said south, north, all right?
You still put us on the east coast.
Hey, because like this, because the west coast might have a different school system.
It's all the same.
Yeah, okay.
It's all garbage.
Honestly, it is garbage. I just wasn't sure.
Unless you go to Europe, this system ain't changing.
That's fair.
Can you not narrow it down? Okay.
So pretty much, like, I was saying.
We're going to have to edit this.
We're fine. I can't stand you. We're fine. Yes, so pretty much it was like, they go to school for 8 hours, right? The reason they go to school for 8 hours is because of the fact that they're trying to factory us and put us, like, in this weird thing where we, like, what, the whole factory thing, the whole, like, job to factory. It's not always job to jail.
Yeah, it's not always a prison pipeline thing. Yeah, it's sometimes it's a factory pipeline thing. Yeah. But the whole thing about school turning into this was so that way they could get kids to, and honestly, just when you become an adult, get used to spending 8 hours a day using your brain and everything you've got towards something you could give a shit less about. Get them used to the bell of a factory telling them how to go from station to station. That was the point.
Yep.
It actually...
Those bells are brutal, by the way. School bells...
If you are autistic, triggered. It is the worst fucking sound. It's so bad. When you've been under fucking luminescent lights all day and now you've got this just ear-shattering noise. There's people everywhere. Your clothes feel awful now. I'm, like, having flashbacks. I'm like, please make all the sensations.
Make it stop. No, but seriously. And because of the fact that even during COVID, a lot of children actually suffered because of the fact that, you know, they were doing the whole thing, we're school at home, but a lot of people could not do that.
Because they kept using the same tactics that you use in a classroom for a computer. Fucking
work.
Yeah, that was the moment people realized, oh wait, this doesn't work. And then you know what you did? Nothing. You did absolutely nothing.
No one did anything. And it's like, look, I can't necessarily blame full parents. I really can't, because my thing is, if a fucking parent, right, is working 12 hours a day,
two jobs, sometimes three.
Sometimes three. I know people who make a lot of money at one job and still have to work an extra job because the groceries and everything costs, like bills and everything costs so fucking much.
We bought 20 items recently. 20 items. It cost us $300.
Yeah. It was bulk. I will say that.
We were blessed enough to be able to do that. But we spent an hour and a half in this fucking place to get 20 bullshit items.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, that's stupid.
$300.
$300 for 20 items. That's insane. And yes, I do price check everything.
I'm very
big on that.
We have a budget every fucking month that we barely scrape by. And that $300, again, a blessing. That was not something we just have. The fact that we did have it this time, when I say we were sweating on how we were going to get food this month, we were really worrying that it was about to be some fucking butter noodles
when I tell you,
and rice.
Yeah, that really, I really was like... Hey,
about to have to just pray. Kick it old school.
I'm gonna use my magical powers, my magical magic boy powers, and just conjure up some stuff.
But we got lucky.
Yeah.
Imagine parents lucky. Who aren't lucky, who have to work three fucking jobs. Their kids go to school for 8 hours a day. Let's say 10 hours if you shove them into extracurriculars. They've got to come home and do even more shit. Parents still aren't home. They've got to put some fucking rice on for themselves or some fucking oodles and noodles. Shout out to all my other broke kids out there.
No, that's fair.
And you're telling me that now when you come home, kids are just supposed to know, hey, do your homework. Hi, can we have like some sort of human interaction? No? Okay. Again, communicate. Please. I beg you. Just, at the end of the day, if you've taken nothing from this nonsensical rant that went in 37 different directions, yep. Let's bring you back to the first point. If you My Little Pony, if you need to learn somehow in a digestible way that doesn't make you feel like you're being lectured how to communicate and how the consequences of your actions affect others, but also how change can positively affect your fucking life, go watch a kid's show.
Yeah.
Get over it. Smoke. I don't care. Do what you need to do. Go smoke some weed. That probably actually would help. Honestly, sit on the couch.
I am a very big advocate for it, even though I'm taking a break right now, because I'm helping my friend go through some stuff and making sure that they're good. Mm-hmm. And it does help. I will say, yeah, they really, sometimes we really do have to. I'm very overwhelmed all the time, not as much as I was last year, but...
And medication is expensive.
Yes, actual medication, like, in a sense of, like, what, pharmaceuticals, I don't really trust that because it doesn't really, unfortunately, it doesn't bode well with my nervous system. So, it does help. Sometimes smoking does help.
So go smoke some weed, go sit on the couch, turn on some My Little Pony, and sing the fucking songs.
Or Bluey. But, you know, My Little Pony, it really does get the job done. Bluey will just have you in fucking tears. I think at least with My Little Pony, you're not going to be crying all the time.
My Little Pony is a great gateway. I repeat.
Bluey is just straight up sobbing.
Not watch Bluey if you have not gone to therapy. I beg of you.
Yeah, because there's this one episode. Cry. Oh, my God. When I tell you I was freaking crying, bro, I was like, like, I was fucking sobbing. Because I was like, oh, my gosh. But it's because the episode was dealing with, it's dealing with parent stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm very big on that. So.
Do not watch that if you haven't gone to therapy.
Yeah. My Little Pony is much better.
It's a little easier on your nervous system.
Yeah. But yeah, you can watch it. I mean, it's on Netflix.
Not only all the first four seasons are on Netflix. Yeah,
I hope they put the rest on because I want to see all of them. I don't
remember where the other two seasons are.
Is it just evaporated?
I think you have to pay for them at Hasbro.
Oh, God, I don't want to do it. Hasbro? Oh, that's who owns it?
That's who made it.
I know, but I just forgot. I'm not going to lie. All right, but yeah, this is Club Nonsense. We're about to sign out for a little bit. And I hope to see you all later. This is Ozzy.
And this is Vix. Go drink some water. Bye.
Bye-bye.